been on a cruise.
I've not been on a cruise, no.
Would you ever want to go? I know there's some people who don't want to go. Like, my dad would never. There's nothing about a cruise that would appeal to him. I mean, he's like 81 and he's in a wheelchair now. But, I mean, before any of that happened, still, the crowds, the sun, the food. He's a picky eater, so he wouldn't have cared about the food. He probably would have liked the 24-hour ice cream dispenser. But, I mean, would you like to go on a cruise?
Here's the thing. I've had people that have been harping for a better part of 20 years trying to get me to go on a cruise. And on paper, to a certain extent, everything you mentioned sounds great. A huge variety of food. There's tons of activities. Fear Factor, Rogue Wave, bad food, the boat that ends up being a boat full of sickness.
The norovirus, yeah, that's bad when it happens.
It doesn't happen often, but I'm Schleprock. It's one of those things. And then the fear factor, because I don't like crowds just like your pops, is that I would get out there and then I'd want to hide in the room because I'm surrounded by weirdness and then it's over. So yeah. But I kind of think I want to go. And you go every year.
I go to cruises all the time. I love cruising. My wife and I, we cruise. And what's funny, I will tell you, you mentioned these horrible incidents that have happened. There was that one real famous Carnival cruise that, like, there was diarrhea in the hall and people had bags that they had to put outside. Do you remember that one? It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I stampede towards diarrhea in the hall.
I just immediately went to, like, Nicholson and the whole thing with blood flowing down the hallway in The Shining,
like,
and thinking
Shining.
Like it's a sea of diarrhea
just
on a ship, which really doesn't help me with my fear factor of getting on the boat, Kevin.
It's
I'm
rolling
serious.
Down the stairs like in the Amityville Horror.
Holy crap.
Exactly. But we actually went on a Carnival cruise right after that, and it was fine because that's when you want to go. You know, it's sort of like when the Titanic sunk, you want to take the next voyage because they're like, we're sure as shit not going to let that ship sink. That's going to be the safest ship on the seas.
That's right.
We're way past Titanic on this one. Because you know how big Titanic was compared to a modern cruise ship?
No, I have no idea. I've never thought to compare and contrast. Because even these big ships now, I mean, they're massive, but nothing can. Titanic dwarfed them or what?
I've been on the Oasis of the Seas, which is, it's not the biggest one it used to be, but it's one of these massive cruise ships. You can take the Titanic and just like set it on top of the pool deck of the Oasis and just transport it.
That's just hard for me to even imagine that. I mean, I've seen aircraft carriers and just how insignificant. Well, the sea itself, that's the other thing that sort of creeps me out about them. But eventually, I mean, I'll go, whether I tag along with you or another time.
Wait, what? Hold on. Wait, did you just invite yourself on the next cruise?
Totally did. Yeah. I did. I mean, so they do the rock and roll cruises and stuff like that. Like, you know, I mean, Tesla goes out. I mean, they're doing one here, you know, I think soon or just finished one or something like that with a bunch of, you know, older rock bands or whatever. And I know they do like all kinds of shows and stuff, but it's a floating city.
My mother, we took her on a cruise last year and she had she's been trying to get on the next cruise. So I should give you her number and the two of you can coordinate and try to, you will have to room together. You'd have to room with my mom. But the two of you could try to coordinate to come on our next cruise. How's that sound?
Well, I'll let you know on that. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying. So,
are you creeping on my mom, man?
No. I'm not hating on mom. I love mom. Mom car's great. In fact, your mom and my mom could go on the cruise together. Maybe that would be the ideal scenario.
But yeah, no, I love cruises. I've been on like 12 of them. And you do have to understand that there's only certain things you don't. You know, you don't go on a cruise if you want to play basketball, because you bounce the ball in the ocean and then it's gone. You know, so it's like there's certain things that you expect from a cruise, and depending on the size of the ship, you know, they have different activities. Like I said, when I was on the Oasis, it was like, yeah, you know, like rock climbing wall and water slides and like an outdoor theater, and they had a carousel. We would go on smaller ships for smaller ones, and yeah, they have the rock wall, but there's only a handful of things to do. And so we took my youngest son on this last one because he wanted to make up for it, because he started bean counting how many times we've taken our other kids on cruises.
And, of course.
And he's like, you know, I've only been on two cruises and the other boys have been on three. And we're like, oh, shit. Okay. So then we took him with us on this one. And we went up to the pool deck one of the nights and they show movies on the big screen there. And it was night school, so it wasn't even a very good movie. But so we get in the hot tub. We're hanging out in the hot tub and this woman comes in and she was, you know, just like, well, what do you think of the cruise? And she's like, well, we used to go to Disney and, you know, we spend so much to get on, but we get everything when we got there. And she's like, we got on the ship and everyone keeps trying to sell us on things. And I'm like, yeah, that's everywhere you go. You get a hard sell everywhere. That's vacation in general. And she's like, I don't know. There's people just seem to be eating and drinking.
Well, what else is there to do? I mean, there it is, crazy drinks, right? Crazy food, and then activities. In fact, depending, you could almost like not even get off the boat. That's the weird thing to me.
Yeah, well, I think she missed the memo on what a cruise is. It is the place to go to eat until you're full, and then eat some more.
It's like going to the casino where you can get the all-day buffet pass.
Yeah. Like always, like with the on these cruises we take, always like that last night at the in the buffet, because they have the buffet open and it overlaps the dining room, so it's real dangerous to go near it because you get sucked into something and you're like, ooh, clam strips, you know, and then you have to go eat because you get a dinner reservation. So every night, like the last night, I always wander into the buffet at like 7, and our dinner reservation's at like 8:30. And they have the pasta bar, you know, the guy, you know, you put the different pasta in, you can put whatever you want in it, you know, they have different sauces. And so I got a big bowl of pasta and I eat that every time. And I'm like, you know, you feel like your stomach's distended. You mean it feels like a medicine ball in your midsection.
That's a good time right there, boy, when you're swollen, like you're about to give birth to a ball.
And then you have to go eat again because you can't say no.
It's the gluttony thing. I got you.
That's the purpose of a cruise. So this woman's complaint was there was too much eating and drinking. And the drinking, and I'll tell you, I went on this Carnival cruise. The one reason I don't like Carnival, there's two reasons. They don't stop people from smoking when they shouldn't. Other reason, Carnival has a limit. They get, you can have the unlimited drink package, except unlimited is 15.
Unlimited is 15 is not unlimited. 15. Unlimited is unlimited. That's some crap right there.
Yeah. Now, I understand if you board the ship and you get there at like 3 and you got the evening, you're really going to have to work hard to hit that 15 by the time the bars close at like 1 a.m. But, you know, if you wake up and you maybe have a couple Bloody Marys or some mimosas and you're laying on the beach or you're on the pool deck and you're getting a couple cocktails, you're getting a couple boat drinks, and then you go to a dinner and you have wine. And, you know, a glass of wine at a restaurant is not a glass of wine at the Carr household.
That's true.
There's more emptiness in a wine glass. It's sort of like, you know, it's an allegory for how you feel when you drink too much wine.
That's a lot of that's adding to self-loathing after that I have a problem with.
Yeah, exactly. So there's more emptiness in a wine glass than there is wine.
And they still count it as one. So they use a wristband and scan that when they give you a drink. How do they keep track of what you're drinking and what you're eating then if there's some type of limitation?
Well, you always have a card and it's all attached to your account. You just go there and they swipe it and they say, oh, you got the drink package, but it keeps track. The other problem is you have to keep track of it. And so you're drinking all day. And so by the time you're at about 12 or 13, you're really struggling to keep track of how many you've had. They have a time limit between how long you can do it, because they don't want you going and getting one and then bringing it to your wife, then going and getting one, then bringing it to your mistress in another room and all that. That sounds like a bad idea.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. That was interesting. So you're able to pull that off. You got the wife and the mistress. No wonder you don't want mom to go on the cruise with you. I understand completely. There's way too much negotiation and juggling.
I've told my wife many times, I said, I just don't have the energy to have any affairs. I barely have enough energy to get up and get another glass of wine at home. I'm not going to, how would,
other than,
yeah,
let alone
exhausting.
Getting some other stuff. Yes, again, I got it.
I used to work with a guy and he would tell me, I was in my 30s, he was in his 20s, and he was like telling me, oh, I got dating this girl and dating this girl. And I just look at him, I'm like, that just sounds exhausting.
Well, there is a lot of work to that. I mean, there really is. I mean, you got to get dating. You got to make sure they're happy, that they're taken care of. And then you've got to worry about double. You hear these people who have multiple wives. And I'm like, how do you pull that off? Because,
oh,
I mean, I have a hard enough time disappointing
rich.
One at a time, let alone multiples at a time. And then to have to keep it secretive on top of that. I don't.
Oh, they all talk. You know they all talk. Could you imagine? Would you want to? How have you ever had your like current girlfriend meet your ex and be there at that time?
I actually have. And I've had the other part of where they've apparently commiserated before I realized they had known each other. That's the classic. Because then you're compared and contrasted everything there is to share. But then, you know, the current one would then have already been okay with what she had heard because they've already been friends and talked. But guys, I don't think guys are quite the same way in the way we share information. I mean,
guys lie. They don't want to compare notes because that's like going on The Stand and then suddenly get fact-checked by whoever's questioning you.
I just try to keep it quiet. I mean, I don't have anything to say about anything because I don't think it's anybody's business necessarily. I mean, that even goes back to like high school when everybody knew that like that one girl was dating that history teacher or that math teacher. I'm like, how is that happening?
Someone.
And everybody knows. And I'm like, there is no way. She's so smoking hot. I vividly remember this. Don't kiss and tell. It's like all those high school kids who end up having a thing with the teacher. I'm traumatized. They tell their buddies. Why blow a good thing? Keep it quiet on the down low.
Wait, I got to tell you, one of the best parts about the drink package on this one Carnival cruise. Now, they had a bar, and it was run by tall, statuesque, gorgeous Eastern European women.
Oh, what cruise is this? I'll go to that one.
I was about to say. And the best part is like at the end of the night, all these guys just would gather at the bar. And then it was hilarious because at the end, she would cut you all off when you got to the end. Because you can't even buy a drink. They won't even, if you hit your 15, you can't pull out cash and say, well, give me another. No, they cut you off. And she would do this. This woman who ran the bar, I think she was Russian. And she said, okay, you're cut off. And you're like, oh, thank you. And then the guy would like just like, spasms and fall. Oh, thank you so much. And he'd crawl away back to either the wife or the girlfriend, whichever it was. But that's kind of like a bit of marketing there. I mean, that was a great, they could get your drink wrong and you'd just be like, that's okay. Thank you so much.
Just, oh, wait a minute. You screwed up my drink and take it back. See, then. But I guess also probably to avoid like people being tossed off the boat, I would imagine. I mean, you get a lot of belligerence and a lot of sloppiness after 15 drinks.
Yeah.
I'm sloppy thinking about my fourth.
Yeah. Well, you know, that happens. That's true.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.